Did you ever have, say, use a bottle with coal oil?
Yeah. Something? Well, we used regular lamp, coal oil lamps. You know. Uh-huh. I got one man that burned it all the time. It was sitting right there behind you, but I came back and then put it up. Man, when that ice is on, man, electric is all out, man's all life ahead. That little old lamp, and I couldn't hardly see to walk across the house. I used to do pretty well.
Did you ever hear people burning pine knots for...
Yeah.
What did you call them?
Used to, when the cattle wasn't rough nothing, this year I'd kill a beef certain time, you know. Well, several neighbors, we'd divide that beef out. We couldn't keep it, had no ice or nothing, you know. We'd just kill it and eat it up. Well, he'd have one, the other neighbor somewhere, he'd kill one. We just had beef, plenty of beef, you know. Little old Jersey bulls, man, there wasn't nothing, the ham wasn't thick in your hands hardly, you know. But we had fresh beef. Well, they'd take that, when they cook it, they'd save all that tallow, you know. And they had molds. We back yonder had molds. They'd run that tallow, you know, put a string right up through the center of it, fix it so it couldn't get need no way. And then pour that hot tallow around it, and it got cold. Why, burn them for lights, you know.
Oh, I see.
Pine knot, man, I've seen many pine knot burnt and pick it up, shine it around, you know, a little bit.
What would they call them? Those pine knots, they call them
torches. Torches. It's kind of a torch.
When would they use it? Would they use them in the barn or in the...
Oh, no. You didn't carry it out of the house. You just kept it here by the fireplace where you could sort of see you in the house.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't carry it nowhere because the pine rosin would continue dripping.
As
it burnt, the pine rosin would drip down on the hearth.
Uh-huh. I see.
No, you couldn't care that. But them lanterns had a globe to them, you know, when they got to making lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two hanging up out that old car shed now.
Mm-hmm.
But them pine knots, no, you couldn't care nothing like that around a barn. You'd burnt the barn out.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we didn't have no hay then. They scattered like now. You go out to barn, man, the hay is 6 inches deep in the hallway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then we pull the fodder. Just go up, take the corn, pull the fodder off, you know, in August, you know. And get a pretty good hand tied up, stick it up on the stove. Then that evening, the sun is shining hot, you come back and take three hands, put together, and then take some grass or something and tie around that. That's what they call a bundle. Bundle of fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Bundle of fodder.
Yeah, where would you keep it? Where would you keep it?
Little loft up over the stalls.
Did you have just one barn in the...
Yeah. Well, I had two down after I moved up here. I had two down, not here, but you can't see any big cedar trees down there. That's where I first settled. I built this house. That house is already built down there. It's a big old 7-room house. And they all built up here then, moved up here.
Would you tell me something about the house you grew up in? You say you grew up near Holly Springs.
I can't recollect. There's a colored fellow bought where I was born. Me and my older sister, Ed Burris, his wife over at Putz Camp over there. We were both born in that little house. But I can't recollect nothing how it looked. Then, my daddy was a renter. And he just rent and move from one place to the other, and then a lot of the houses, you can mind you pitch a cat through the cracks, you know, get a freeze to death. After getting to bed and put so much cover on you till you couldn't turn over hardly, cover your head up.
Uh-huh.
And then the snow, man, why, all everything was covered with boards, you know, and you can't cover no house with boards, the snow won't blow under.
Mm-hmm.